Part 4. Directions. You'll hear some talks given by a single speaker. You'll be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following radio news report.
If you like listening to country music on the radio, you're not alone. According to a survey by the Country Music Institute, 90% of country fans say they do most of their listening on the car radio while they're driving around. And country fans are loyal, with 75% of respondents saying they've been listening to the same station for years. And the main reason people listen to country radio? Discovering new artists. More than 70% said they had discovered a new artist in the previous year by first hearing them on the radio. So there you are. It looks like country radio is here to stay.
Number 71. What percentage of country music fans listen to music on the radio? Number 72. What does the speaker imply about country music fans? Number 73. What information is provided about country music fans? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following introduction.
As most of you know, John Waterhouse is one of the world's foremost authorities on the economics of developing countries. After receiving his PhD from Colfax University, John spent 15 years working on development projects throughout the world before deciding to dedicate himself to writing full-time. John has the rare gift of being able to present complex issues in layman's terms, but without stripping them of their complexity. I'm happy we were able to get him to speak at this year's World Development Conference. So without further ado, please give a warm welcome to John Waterhouse.
Number 74. Where does this talk probably take place? Number 75. What is John Waterhouse's profession? Number 76. What does the speaker praise about John Waterhouse? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Our sales figures are pretty good overall. We knew we were going to have a pretty poor holiday season. I mean, sales were down a lot from last year and, you know, we could tell that while it was going on. But what we couldn't tell was how our overall income was going to be affected. Now, as you know, we instituted a number of improvements last year. At least, we hope they're improvements. So we were anxious to see if we could still turn a profit even with declining sales. And this is what I mean by the figures being pretty good. Income in the fourth quarter rose by 11.2%, which is great. So the improvements are at least providing some positive signs.
Number 77. When does this talk probably take place? Number 78. What does the speaker say her company recently did? Number 79. What did the speaker expect would happen? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following voicemail message.
Okay, Larry. When you arrive at the airport in Albuquerque, head out the main doors past the baggage claim, and your driver will be waiting for you. He'll be carrying a sign with your name on it, so please keep your eye out for the sign. He'll drive you straight out to the Sandia Resort where we're all staying. You're going to love it. It's up in the mountains with great views of the valley and terrific skiing if the weather holds up. Jeff and I will be in Thursday morning, and here's what I suggest. Let's spend the morning skiing or hiking around a bit, just to chat and hang out, and we can begin talking business after lunch. How's that sound? Okay, see you soon. Bye.
Number 80. What is Larry told to look for? Number 81. What is said about the Sandia Resort? Number 82. What is Larry invited to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following advertisement.
Don't forget to get your tickets for the Barron Foundation's charity dinner this Saturday, March 3rd. Tickets are $50 and all proceeds go to benefit the Barron Foundation's efforts to fund a series of clinical trials for diabetes. A number of local celebrities will be on hand, including baseball star Tim Felton and Bobby McGarrett, host of the hit TV game show Name Your Price. Your $50 buys you all you can eat and the chance to win a $1,000 high-definition flat-screen TV, courtesy of Best Electronics. And most importantly, you'll be helping to fund a cure for diabetes. For more information, please call 412-415-4600.
Number 83. What is true about the event? Number 84. What can event participants do? Number 85. Who is Bobby McGarrett? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
In our last class, we spoke about physiological psychology and some of the ways that the brain and nervous system influence behavior. Okay, so the nervous system is made up of a wide variety of cells called nerve cells, or neurons, and these cells connect to each other via neural networks. They sort of look like a spider web or plant roots, as you can see in this slide. So neurons are cells that process and transmit information through electrical and chemical signals. In fact, there are different types of neurons, some that respond to touch, sound, light, but they all have a similar basic structure. Let's go on to the next slide and I'll show you.
Number 86. Where does this talk probably take place? Number 87. What is the subject of this talk? Number 88. What will the speaker probably discuss next? Go on to the next page. Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following online call.
Before we get too far into this conversation, I just want to let you know that my internet connection's been off and on all day. I've had trouble connecting to the web all day. We usually have a solid high-speed connection, but, you know, this is the first time I've had any trouble. So, the files you sent me, I managed to download them at some point when the internet was still working. But I just want to let you know that there's a chance we may lose our connection during this call. But at any rate, I have the files. So if you want to start going through them, you know, let's get started.
Number 89. What is the speaker mainly explaining? Number 90. What does the speaker claim about his problem? Number 91. What does the speaker want to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following radio news report.
Phoenix Air announced that it will begin offering non-stop service between New York and Los Angeles in April. Service will begin on April 10th with two daily coast-to-coast flights, and the company plans to add a third daily flight in mid-May, in time for the peak summer season. The airline will offer an introductory sale price of only $99 each way, but to take advantage of the offer, passengers must book their tickets before March 1st. Phoenix hopes to make Los Angeles a hub for further expansion into Asia and South America.
Number 92. What is true about the Phoenix Air flights? Number 93. When does Phoenix Air expect to begin offering the new flights? Number 94. What does Phoenix Air reportedly want to have? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hey Stan, George here. I missed you at the office and I sent you an email about this, but I need to reach you as soon as I can. Nick gave us the go-ahead for the commercial, and we need to line up the team and start working on it now. He said he loved our concept, etc., etc., but he moved the deadline up to October, a month earlier than we expected. So we've got to get cracking on this. I've talked to Patty, and she's already well along with the scripts. Bart's got most of the actors lined up, but I don't have your contracts for the studio and camera crew we used last time, so you need to jump in on this. Please call me as soon as you get this message, okay? Thanks.
Number 95. What kind of project does the caller refer to? Number 96. What is Stan asked to do? Number 97. How does the caller probably feel? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk.
We had a record number of responses to our survey this year, a sign that our organization really has become the industry standard for career staffers nationwide. This year, more than 300,000 professional recruiters, career advisors, and staffing professionals participated. So I feel we have a very good sense of which industries are heating up and which are cooling down. And the results? Healthcare is the big winner. 80% of respondents identified healthcare as an industry that's hiring. People mentioned nursing and pharmaceuticals in particular as careers they expect will be in high demand. IT scored high, as usual, but what was interesting about IT is that an almost equal number of people reported that job market as growing as those who reported it as falling. So, make of that what you will.
Number 98. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 99. In which industry are jobs expected to be in high demand? Number 100. What is said about job growth in the IT industry? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to part 5 in your test book. End of recording.